top of mind. BTC is trading $77,000, down 38% from its October $126,000 peak, with the week's dominant story being a 1.26B spot ETF outflow streak, the worst weekly drain since late January. The Coinbase premium hit monthly lows, signaling institutional selling rather than retail panic. The mechanical driver is clear: 30-year Treasury yields broke 5.14%, and Iran war inflation is pricing out Fed cuts, reversing the liquidity conditions that fueled Q4 2024. A Trump Truth Social post calling a US-Iran deal largely negotiated triggered a brief bounce to $77,000 Sunday, but BTC couldn't hold. The near-term range is $74,000-$80,000, with 4B dollars in short liquidations stacked above 80K and 3 balai in long liquidations below 75K. Market structure: ETF outflows totaled 1.26B last week, 6-day streak, worst since late January. Monday alone saw 648.6 out. BlackRock IBIT led with 448, ARKB 110 nemeton, FBTC 63. ETF analyst Sifat notes cumulative inflows are still 60 baidali since launch, near all-time highs, and expects the streak to reverse. Santiment characterizes outflows as contrarian accumulation signal. This is characterization, not consensus. Coinbase premium hit 0.983%, monthly low May 21, indicating institutional selling pressure. Binance buyers are absorbing, but aggregate spot CVD ran negative for 9 consecutive sessions. Glassnode's accumulation trend score near zero. Whales sent 8,000 plus BTC to exchanges near the $82,000 local top. Realized losses spiked to 616 Mars in a single day as BTC hit $76,000. LTH losses, 513 Mars, STH losses, 102 hours. Whale absorption rate dropped to 151% of new issuance, an all-time low per Glassnode. Strategy, MSTR, holds 843,768 BTC at $75,700 AVG cost. Saylor said a BTC sale is not unlikely in 2026, softening his never-sell stance. Trump Media, DJT, moved 2,650 BTC, 200 VILIVE MIT, to crypto.com wallets. Per Arkham, company is sitting on 455 unrealized losses on its 11,542 BTC, bought at $118,522 AVG. DJT also withdrew spot BTC and BTC ETH ETF applications from SEC, May 20th. EDOP policy and institutions. ARMA bill introduced Thursday with bipartisan support, 16 co-sponsors. Would codify Trump's strategic Bitcoin reserve EO into statute, lock BTC for 20 years, require quarterly proof of reserve audits, and authorize budget-neutral acquisition toward 1M BTC. White House advisor Patrick Witt called it version 2 of the Bitcoin Act. Senate path unclear, 60 votes is the hard question. Clarity Act Senate Banking Committee, markup advancing. Trump personally intervened on Truth Social, defending the bill against bank lobbying. The sticking point remains whether crypto exchanges can pay stablecoin yield. Banks argue deposit flight risk. Crypto argues anti-competitive. Senate floor vote targeted for summer. SEC approved NASDAQ Bitcoin Index Options, QBTC, on accelerated basis. Cash-settled, European-style, tied to CME CF Bitcoin real-time index. Still requires CFTC exemptive relief before trading can begin. CME filed objecting to SEC jurisdiction. NYTR block report. CFTC purged staff who questioned Polymarket, Crypto.com, Gemini Titan, all Trump connected. Former acting chair FAM and counsel Wheels both subsequently took jobs at MoonPay and Gemini Titan respectively. Enforcement actions dropped from 80 plus under Biden to 2 under Trump. Single sourced from NYT, but based on 30-plus interviews and agency records. Network and industry. SpaceX S1 filed for NASDAQ IPO, ticker SPCX, disclosing 18,712 BTC at $35,000 cost basis, 780 means an annual unrealized gain, valued at 1.75T privately. If fast-tracked into NASDAQ 100, passive funds would need to buy SpaceX and sell other names. JP Morgan estimates Nvidia faces 20 BIE plus in passive outflows, with Bitcoin's 0.81 correlation to Mag7, creating potential short-term BTC headwind. Binance Iran sanctions story escalated. WSJ reports 850 Melos in transactions, by Iranian financier Babak Zanjani's network through a single Binance account, active until January. DOJ investigation ongoing. Binance CEO Teng called it fundamentally inaccurate, saying transactions predated sanctions. Active defamation suit against WSJ. Sources disagree. WSJ cites internal compliance reports. Binance disputes transaction attribution. DeFi under stress. 14B pulled from sector after North Korean hackers used stolen tokens as Aave collateral, leaving 230 men of bad debt, requiring industry bailout. Drift, Solana, separately lost 280 masons, half its TVL, in a multi-week planned attack. User funds frozen. BIP at 322 advanced to complete status by Oliver Gugger after closing open questions on human-readable prefixes, UTXO inclusion in proof of funds, and PSBT-based signing. Projects using earlier versions face breaking changes. Macro linkages. 30-year Treasury yield broke 5.14%, 2-year at 4.14%. Both above Fed target range, pricing in potential December rate hike. CME shows 37% odds of a September hike, up from 0% 1 month ago. Kevin Warsh sworn in as Fed chair. Despite pro-crypto reputation, market is reading him as an inflation hawk. Rising yields drove ETF outflows, which mechanically drove BTC lower. The transmission chain is now institutional, per Yellow Capital CEO. Iran war remains the dominant risk variable. Brent crude above $95 for a month. WTI briefly retouched $100. Trump's largely negotiated Iran deal post drove a brief BTC bounce and yield dip. If finalized, analysts expect yields to fall and risk assets to rally. Strait of Hormuz opened a close cycle has been the primary BTC volatility trigger in Q2. Standouts: Tether hired KPMG as auditor ahead of US expansion and a $15.20B fundraise at $500B valuation. USDT holds 17.5B gold and 8.4B BTC against 186.5B liabilities, equity buffer 5.1B. Audit credibility is the key gating factor for US institutional acceptance. Stable R, Tether, Kraken-backed Euro stablecoin issuer, suffered a 13.5 MET multi-sig exploit. EUR fell to 0.85, USDR to 0.64, exposing governance failures in a MiCA-compliant issuer. Blockchain.com confidentially filed for US IPO, targeting a 2026 listing, supports 95 MET wallets, and has been profitable on adjusted basis 3 consecutive years. Kraken secured Vara broker-dealer license in Dubai, adding regulated access to Gulf institutional capital alongside spot, margin, OTC, staking, and Kraken Prime. South Korea's National Assembly must review a petition, 50,000 signatures, to abolish the 22% crypto tax scheduled for 2027, third potential delay of a plan already postponed twice.